Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM in Laguna Beach, California. And this morning, we've got four women who are skateboarding 300 miles for a good cause. Claire, Carissa, Carly, and Jamie, all in studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on. We've been hearing about this for the past couple days, and I'm glad you were still close enough in town to come in and do an interview with us. DuchessRide.org is the name of your nonprofit, and basically that's it. You're skateboarding 300 miles for something. So one of you tell us why. Why on earth you would be possessed to do that?
So we all got together in Colorado, where we're from, and realized that we all wanted mentors when we grew up. We wanted somebody to believe in us, somebody to guide us, somebody that we looked up to. And we never really felt like we had that. So we got together and we're like, let's start a program that mentors girls. And we all love board sports and it really drives us. And we think that's a good connection for us to teach and mentor girls with. So this
particular journey is raising awareness and hopefully funds so you can continue doing those mentoring things back home, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and tell us about those programs. What sort of mentoring things do you do?
So a lot of the mentoring that we're looking at is we're going to do one day on snow, one day off snow. We're going to go ahead and teach the girls like more about their self-image, you know, like how to have confidence, leadership skills, how to work in a team, because that's something that we think is really important. It's like a big key part of our program. And then we're going to have a community give back part. So we want them to come up with an idea or, you know, like what they are believe in. And then we go ahead and help them make it happen.
Cool. So skateboarding is the way to do this for you guys because you're all board sport aficionados.
Yes.
How challenging has it been so far? You started in Santa Barbara. You're by Camp Pendleton today. That's where you'll launch from. So
yes.
What's it been like?
Really hard. Our feet have been super swollen. Our legs like give out halfway through the day. It's super challenging. Definitely testing our tenacity.
And Laguna was actually, you said, your hardest stop?
Absolutely, because there's no bike path along the PCH, so we had to dip into the neighborhoods, up, down, up, down,
wow.
Up, down.
You belong at a city council meeting, because if you told them that, you would start a hot debate about bike lanes is like the biggest issue in town, one of them.
Hot topics.
Very hot topic. So you went and you met a few of our residents because you had to go through the neighborhoods, right? Because you weren't just on the highway, so... You met some cool people, and that's how you ended up here. I imagine that's happened a lot along the way, meeting people.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people either stop us along the way and ask what we're doing or recognize us and say, oh, you're those girls that are skateboarding from Santa Barbara to Mexico. And that's been really neat. It's been really cool to talk to the community and see what's on their mind and get a lot of encouragement from them.
Yeah. Now, when you get to Mexico, are you actually going to cross the border into Mexico?
Oh, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you thought about that? How's that going to work?
Well, part of it, we think actually we're not going to be able to skateboard. So if we have to, we're going to drive to the border and then skateboard across it.
Okay.
There is a walking path. So we're going to absolutely do our best, do everything we can to skateboard to the border and through it. Hopefully grab a beer on the other side and then we'll come right back.
What are you going to go to? What, Tijuana or something?
Yeah.
What's right there?
Yeah, we'll just
go right
in.
Just be careful.
TJ.
Don't stay there too long, okay? Just come right back. Well, I think it's really cool what you guys are doing. So talk about your nonprofit, Duchess Ride, which is what this is raising funds and awareness for. Basically, it fosters those programs. Is there anything else you want to pinpoint about it?
Well, Claire talked about it a little bit earlier, but one of the things, we all love board sports. We've been involved in them for years, but you know, we have quite a few lessons that we want to teach girls specific, and one of them is how to get back up after you fall or after you fail. And board sports is just such a wonderful way to translate that, because if you're on a skateboard, a snowboard, or surfing, you just fall all the time. You fall off your board onto the snow, into the water, onto the pavement. And we really want to work to translate those lessons of getting up, trying again, working through fear, from board sports into life so that girls can kind of learn these lessons at a really young age and just take that with them forever. And Claire also said, you know, teamwork is a really big part of this. When we were younger, we kind of feel like girls were pitted against each other and really competitive. And we want to bring girls together to work together, to progress together so that it's a much smoother, much more fun, much more encouraging and positive way to grow.
Have you found that all of that resonates really well with young people, or do you kind of have to work to get them to understand it?
Honestly, we think that the best thing you can do for young people is set an example. So one of the reasons we're doing this trip is because we wanted to live one of our taglines, which is worry less about fitting into the glass slipper and more about shattering glass ceilings. So we wanted to do something together that would grow our own teamwork, our own creativity, our own tenacity, so that we could talk about that to the girls through direct experience with something that they've seen us do in the public eye.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 50% of that is leading by example, and 50% of it is translating it verbally and visually in an auditory way as well.
Well, you're certainly right. You're in the public eye now, and I think a lot more people are noticing that you guys are doing this, especially since you've made it a couple hundred miles. We can't deny that you're going to go all the way. So when do you expect to get to Mexico?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday the 25th.
All right. So that's this week.
Okay. We're doing it.
So in a few days.
It's really soon. Yeah.
All right. So
I can't wait. Yeah. Sunday is I cannot wait.
So when you leave here, you're going to go back to Camp Pendleton and get on your boards and go.
Yep.
You don't take
the
freeway, do you?
No. Is there
another way?
There's a bike path.
Oh, okay.
Which is really actually a really nice bike path. I was worried that the Old Coast Highway was going to be really deteriorated.
Yeah.
When you skateboard on bad road, it feels horrible.
Right.
But the road yesterday was really awesome, and there was a huge peloton of bikers that kept going back and forth. It was really funny. But it's a really great road back there, and I'm surprised not more people use it.
And it's kind of downhill, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay, so that's
it.
Nice.
Was really flat and then downhill, and then this next part we're gonna go into the base, and it gets a little bit more hilly. There's not a lot of bike lanes. You know, there should be more bike lanes in California in general.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
Well, where can people follow along on your journey, maybe see some photos and stuff?
If you want to go to...
there's a few places. You can follow us on Instagram at Duchess Ride. We are on Facebook, also Duchess Ride, and then duchessride.org.
Cool. And that's where people can donate as well, right? DuchessRide.org?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Excellent. Claire, Carissa, Carly, Jamie, thank you very much for taking some time. Good luck on the rest of your journey, and be careful out there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. DuchessRide.org is where you can learn more and follow along.